Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Will fixtures become the undoing of Liverpool's squad? By Hamza Khalik Lunat. This season's provisional Premier League fixture list has just been announced. But what does that fixture list mean for Liverpool in the coming season, especially when we consider last season, in which the team struggled with the amount of games without even accounting for the upcoming Champions League fixtures, which will only add further strain to the squad? In order to understand some of the challenges that may lie ahead, it makes sense to look at the challenges and issues the fixture list presented to Liverpool this season just gone. The club were cruising along quite comfortably during the first half of the season. On New Year's Day, Liverpool sat second still in both the FA and League Cups, 6 points behind the leaders Chelsea and 4 points clear of third place Manchester City, whom Liverpool defeated the previous day. A challenging and jam-packed set of fixtures, alongside injuries and the unavailability of key players, saw Liverpool's offensive on all three fronts fizzle out and develop into a struggle for just Champions League qualification. Over January, Liverpool played Sunderland, Plymouth Argyle in the FA Cup, Southampton in the League Cup semi-final first leg, Manchester United, Plymouth again, Swansea, Southampton again, Wolverhampton in the FA Cup, and then Chelsea. After the 1-1 draw with Chelsea on the 31st of January, Liverpool were fourth, 10 points behind them, and out of both the League and FA Cups, and the team was on its last legs, with youth team players being used late in the month during the FA Cup tie against Wolverhampton Wanderers. This season, Liverpool's crunch month will likely be December, and that is without accounting for Champions League, FA Cup and League Cup fixtures, all of which will have to be played earlier than usual because of the 2018 World Cup. Over December and including New Year's Day, Liverpool have 8 fixtures. Brighton away, Everton at home, West Brom at home, Bournemouth away and Arsenal away, Swansea at home and Leicester at home, and finally Burnley away. A derby, a match against top four rivals Arsenal, and fixtures against teams that Liverpool struggled against this season, Bournemouth, Swansea, Leicester and Burnley, added to the proximity of the matches to one another, makes this appear the toughest month of the season. How then will Klopp's Liverpool cope with such a busy period? Arguably one of the key causes for Liverpool's dip in form this season, besides the heavy fixture list itself, were injuries or the unavailability of certain key players, namely Coutinho and Mane. Whilst Klopp has no say on how or when a player gets injured, what the club can do is try to minimise that risk and bring in cover for if an injury did happen, and for when a player is tired. So Liverpool do not have another Firmino situation, as we saw before the Stoke fixture late on in the season. Squad depth is the key to a successful season. Top European teams such as Real Madrid, Bayern Munich or Juventus all have strong squads. But as their leagues are less competitive in terms of the ability of the lower ranked teams and their propensity to win or cause upsets against higher ranked teams, their squads do not need to be as big as perhaps a Premier League squad with the same amount of games played. For Liverpool though, the squad as it stands only has adequate competition in the centre midfield department, in which Chan, Henderson, Lucas, Wijnaldum and Lallana can all play. However, as Henderson's injuries this season illustrated, with one player injured in the deep-lying number 6 position, the squad looks gruel thin, even in this department. With Milner covering at fullback, Clavin as third-choice centre-back, and no direct replacement for Coutinho, Firmino or Mane, it's abundantly clear that the squad needs a great deal more support within it. English teams have struggled in recent years in the Champions League, and squad depth has a part to play within that, What Liverpool should be doing to prepare themselves for the demands of just the Premier League is increasing the size of the squad, even in areas which are deemed strong at the moment. Only Manchester City have really grasped what the physical demands are for an English team, and the need for a large squad of both quality and quantity. For instance, Manchester City now have around 7 offensive players, all of whom are starting quality, but an absolute maximum of 5 only can play at a given time, meaning when injuries strike or players are tired, the team may be rotated with little detrimental effect to results. Or that at least is how the theory goes. For parts of the season when Liverpool played without Mane, the team looked toothless. However, signing a single player with similar attributes like Salah is not good enough. Liverpool need another winger or attacking midfielder, as well as a central midfielder, striker and fullback. If a player such as Salah slotted into the starting 11, Liverpool would still be one injury away from a considerably weaker side, if Firmino or Coutinho were injured, for example. This issue has been prevalent since Luis Suarez left too. Liverpool, with Daniel Sturridge up front, are a potent, aggressive, offensive side, but without him, can often struggle against teams positioned in the lower half of the table. Sturridge, Origi and Ings are all injury prone, and the disparity in offensive quality between the team with and without Sturridge is stark. There is a need for serious squad restructuring for the coming season, otherwise Liverpool will falter and find itself out of the competitive running in months like the upcoming December, as they did in January 2017. It is understandable that Liverpool fans are currently eager for new signings, and are urging the club to pay that little bit extra to secure deals. But fans should be mindful that there is an opportunity cost for every extra pound Liverpool spend on one player, as it cannot be spent on another. What the club should set about doing now is getting those primary targets tied down and adding to the starting 11, but also working to find high quality squad players that will sustain the team in a season that may well have over 60 games. Poaching surplus or unwanted players from top European sides may be the way forward to this, but the task for Klopp and those in charge of scouting and signing players is a far bigger one than most fans realise. Even the dream and almost completely impossible transfer window incomings of Lacazette, Salah, Keita and Van Dijk would not be enough. For the club though, the task is to get on with the business of transfers as fast as possible, learning from the issues of last season and making sure they do not happen again. Should that happen, even with a challenging December, Liverpool FC will be in good stead for the coming season. Now, with due respect to Hamza, I'm going to opt out of talking too much here, except to say that's show number 206, you lovely fuckers. Thank you for keeping this going, and please, please, please continue to listen and spread the word about it. I'm going to be taking a little break for a couple of days because I've got to go off and do head stuff, but I will be back very, very soon after that. And very quickly again after that, we'll be heading into another little switcheroo where I'll be also hosting the AI podcast alongside a few guests I think you're going to enjoy and a regular rotating panel of some just genuinely good people. So go back, have another listen to what Hamza's telling you there about signings and the idea of the necessity of getting not just our top targets, but a whole lot of other highish quality squad members as well, because I think that is very much the key here. A lot of people are always talking about how we're only 3 or 4 players away from a good squad. I think that's incredibly, incredibly short-sighted. I want to see 7 or 8 good players coming in this summer. This is the summer to do it. Let's do it. Klopp's gone 50. I'm getting old. You want to hurry up before I look ridiculous celebrating title number 19. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.